WTFR.
Once upon a time, the personal life of the individual citizen was considered to be a sphere of absolute privacy, where one could reliably escape the prying eyes of the outside world. Today, this concept has been eroded with the rise of new mechanisms used to capture, aggregate, and analyze massive amounts of data from cameras, sensors, smartphones, and social media sites. Australians have incrementally signed away rights and privileges that other generations fought for, undermining the very cornerstones of our democratic culture in the process, Ethan Nash argues. In George Orwell's famous novel, 1984, one of the most profound aspects of the tale centres around the notion that citizens are constantly monitored on an around-the-clock basis, from the workplace to public gatherings, even places of residency. All individuals are monitored by a variety of surveillance instruments used to reinforce party control over citizens of the state. At the time the prophetic book was published, the type of capabilities described seemed almost impossible by the standards of the day. How could the world possibly be watched 24 hours of the day? Fast forward to the age of technology, and concepts once envisioned to be nothing more than science fiction are now becoming reality, driven by a technocratic oligarchy who seek to systematically end free and private societies across the world. In the modern era, the road to a similar dystopia also begins through the lenses of CCTV cameras. However, unlike Orwell's vision, these have developed to include advanced capabilities such as facial recognition, movement sensors, and even abilities to read the emotions of citizens being recorded. Sweeping legislative changes and broad anti-terror laws have since sanctioned powerful intelligence methods, including the development of biometric capabilities for government and the private sector. This progression has seen an explosion in the use of CCTV-enabled devices over the years, and although now impossible to predict the numbers, the Australian Security Industry Association estimates between 40,000 and 60,000 cameras permanently monitor the Sydney region alone. During this change, biometric technology has grown to become the driving factor behind the birth of a diverse range of spying mechanisms in many countries, including Australia. In Perth, new CCTV surveillance technology that can recognise your face, tell your gender, and track your movements is being introduced across the CBD and other locations. According to City of Perth documents, facial recognition is set to be rolled out across the city's vast network of 485 CCTV cameras, with initial trials tested around Optus Stadium. Reports state the technology will allow city authorities to be alerted if someone enters a restricted area, and it will also count pedestrian foot traffic and monitor motor vehicle traffic. Furthermore, in Darwin, local authorities are installing a number of additional CCTV cameras along the Esplanade for security reasons, as well as at key intersections in the CBD. City of Darwin documents reveal current programs will look to introduce an additional 138 CCTV cameras in the CBD, adding to a vast network of micro-monitoring systems. The council says the camera systems will be used to police crime and antisocial behaviour and to protect organisations that may face security risks. The new announcements paint a grim picture for the state of individual privacy in Australia. It's not limited or isolated in nature. Our slide into a state of digital surveillance is appearing in a diverse variety of fields. Digital dystopia. Plans to roll out facial recognition in New South Wales across Sydney public transport networks as an alternative to the Opal card. According to The Guardian, New South Wales Transport Minister Andrew Constance confirmed the plans in a speech at the Sydney Institute on 9th of July 2019, explaining the technology will read someone's face, retina, breath, gait or voice to enable next-level authorisation and access. The minister expects commuters to use what is described as frictionless transport payments in the near future and compared the program to Amazon Go stores where customers scan their faces for instant payment when exiting the building. Sydney's Opal card system is operated by Cubic Corporation Cubic Corporation, an international group which also operates Queensland's go-card system for Translink and London's Oyster card system. The announcement made by the New South Wales government is strikingly similar to plans underway in Queensland, that includes palm vein scanning and facial recognition trials to replace the go card. The two-step plan includes first introducing contactless payment methods such as credit or debit cards, digital wallets, and banking apps before transitioning to physical identification systems. Now, remember, this magazine article came out before COVID had come about. And have a listen to what we're looking at here. Currently, facial recognition technology is indefinitely deployed across Gold Coast public transport, including trains, trams, and buses, following introduction at the 2018 Commonwealth Games. The next generation system, currently in the beginning stages in the United Kingdom, is another example of Australia's shift towards a biometric country, which also includes moves to replace all passports with facial recognition capabilities by 2020. We have also seen Australian federal authorities announce plans to develop a national facial recognition database after all state leaders recently signed a bilateral agreement to hand over driver's licenses and passport photos for real-time CCTV facial recognition. Privacy alliances, including Digital Rights Watch and Electronic Frontiers Australia, call facial recognition incompatible with a free society and have been vocal in their opposition. Some may ask, why are Australian governments so eager to spread these surveillance systems through the fabric of our society? What could be the reason? Although many see the emergence of biometric identification capabilities for services and devices as merely the consequence of the technological age, plans to monitor and record collective activities are actually a driving factor behind a much larger tyrannical agenda. The rise of smart cities. Behind the scenes, the Australian government has committed to a new smart cities plan in recent years that sets out the ultimate vision for productive and livable cities, run by a plethora of highly sophisticated technologies. Smart cities will operate in the electromagnetic smog of all pervasive 5G networks. No longer the vision of futuristic science fiction programs, the emerging smart city industry is set to integrate physical, digital, and human systems in a built environment to deliver a sustainable, prosperous, and inclusive future for citizens. Darwin and Perth are key locations in this new federal plan, which is currently being introduced in both areas along with other cities and regions such as Adelaide, Newcastle, and Melbourne. Some of the features to be included across a national smart grid are increased CCTV camera surveillance, LED smart lights and sensors, pedestrian trackers, city monitoring systems and environmental analyzers. To understand details such as air quality, pollution and temperature. The authorities proudly admit the new initiative is a part of Australia's significant contribution towards the achievement of UN Agenda 2030's Sustainable Development Goal. An interesting focus of smart cities in Australia will be plans to harness open data through newly installed gadgets, further increasing the productivity of locations for citizens and businesses by making reports of pedestrian activities available to the public online. Concerns have been raised by civil liberty advocates across the country in regard to the scope of power of facial recognition and smart technology and what oversight will be in place. Associate Professor Julia Paulus, a law and technology expert from the University of Western Australia, said smart city privacy claims remain untested and existing evidence suggests that such environments fundamentally change how people operate and exist in society for the worst. Despite this, Darwin Lord Mayor Con Vatskalos recently spoke with the ABC and dismissed smart city conspiracy theorists who voice opposition to the development of new infrastructure. Everywhere you move and everything you say, all recorded by a network of high-tech cameras, sensors and devices designed to monitor and analyse the behaviours of millions. and yet they still call it conspiracy theory when we discuss it. The plan is set to be underpinned by high-speed 5G technology predicted to be completely rolled out in a few years, assuring maximum accuracy, performance, and efficiency of the systems. 5G will serve as the underlying glue that holds together a national spider web of technologies set to bring about an unprecedented era of surveillance. One of the most striking elements of this rapid transformation includes Australia's seemingly inevitable shift towards a society where all key public services are run by digital platforms. Technological changes. The rise of smart technology is a leading aspect of a new phenomenon known as the IoT, Internet of Things, which, as the name suggests, aptly describes the extent to which new gadgets have grown to consume modern life and become heavily reliant on internet connectivity. Described by experts as the fourth industrial revolution, a new era of technologically driven innovations is predicted to bring about radical changes not experienced since the expansion of factory and industrial inventions, all supercharged by 5G capabilities. We are now the first generation to use no physical object that represents value, no identification, no bag of potatoes, no coins, no paper, no tangible representation whatsoever. In the near future, this option will become the only method in society, which in turn will leave Australians exposed to greater theft, crime, control, and extortion in the digital era.
1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 107.9
FM. WTFR.